Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Chrome Chrome. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
It's Heaven on Earth conference season, and the glory is about to fall. Join us for our annual Word and Worship conference dubbed Heaven on Earth. Come be inspired and refreshed. Dynamic, life-changing messages from our host and global lead pastor, Gideon Dansel, and mighty men of God, such as Pastor Bradley Knight, Pastor Pojo Yemade, Pastor Keon Henderson, Pastor Paul Doherty, and Pastor Travis Green. Leading worship will be the sound of our house, EWC Live. Sessions are from 6 p.m. each night, from Wednesday through to Friday, and we crown it all on the 24th with Conference Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning, our worship night at 6 p.m. Location is the EWC Prayer Factory, Jowolu, next to the Allied Heights, and it's absolutely free. There'll be free buses as well at key vantage points. For more information, 055-100,002. We can't wait to have you at Heaven on Earth Conference, brought to you by the Empowerment Worship Center, where God lives.
Days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hashtag Stop Galam, Say Now, so on. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight. Tonight, our commitment to progress is more than rhetoric. That's President Akufo-Addo this afternoon as he commissioned the Flowerpot Interchange, which has been under construction since 2017.
Today with this interchange, we'll reaffirm that our commitment to progress is more than rhetoric. It is action. Built in stone and steel.
We have details of the project, which includes a soccer pitch and a basketball court. Plus, we'll get to hear from the Minister of Roads and Highways explaining the reasoning behind the prolonged delay of critical infrastructure projects like the Tema Aplao Road.
Have faced unavoidable delays due to measures implemented under the debt exchange program.
Also tonight, International Arbitration Tribunal in London upholds Ghana's $5.4 million offer instead of the 4 billion cedis being sought by GCNet as compensation for the early termination of their service agreement in the country. Details as the tribunal also orders GCNet to pay $2.2 million in legal costs to Ghana, declaring that the agreement was validly terminated. Also tonight on the campaign trail, former Eastern Regional Minister and other John Mahama administration accuses Dr. Mahmood Bawumia of rewriting his party's manifesto and introducing some NDC concepts into the mix.
When President John Dramani Mahama talked about Mahama Care, creating a fund, Ghana Medical Trust Fund, now Vice President Bawumia says that free access to dialysis.
And John Mahama has been linking the Black Stars' recent poor performance to the general bad state of affairs in the country.
Emre Bay African Cup of Nations, Yeko. And so,
and then the NPP presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, ends his 15-day campaign tour of the Ashanti region as he's set to hit the northern region and some hotspot constituencies before December
7. Wow.
In business, more reduction in fuel prices expected in coming weeks as long as Cedi remains stable against the US dollar.
And in sports, GFA Executive Council set to meet tomorrow to discuss Black Stars AFCON failure.
and much later, pressure mounts on government to resolve the 24-hour traffic congestion on the Kpong barrier to Dawenya Road as motorists issue fresh threats to vote out the ruling government over its failure to complete the stalled expansion project.
From here to Dawenya, we will spend about 3 hours to 4 hours before you can get to Dawenya. We are suffering in Ghana too much. This year, the voting that we are going to vote in with sense. People should rise up. We have to change Ghana.
Even traffic tonight, let's hear from you. Send us your WhatsApp and tell us what's happening on that stretch. 055-1111-997. My name is Evans Mensah.
I am MFA Powell. And after 7 long years and countless hours of enduring traffic congestion at the Flower Port, relief has finally arrived. President Akufo-Addo has commissioned the Flower Port Interchange, an 802-meter dual carriageway constructed at a cost of 147 million cedis. The project, which connects East Legon, Spintex and its environs, is set to ease the daily traffic struggles of commuters. Speaking at the event, President Akufo-Addo emphasized that his government's commitment to Ghanaians goes beyond mere rhetoric. He announced that more projects like the Flower Port Interchange dotted across the country will soon be completed and ready for use.
This interchange is a clear, tangible example of our promise to ensure that every Ghanaian feels the positive impact of our governance. Today, with this interchange, we reaffirm that our commitment to progress is more than rhetoric. It is action, built in stone and steel. The Flower Port Interchange exemplifies my government's vision of a modern, interconnected and prosperous Ghana. This project will significantly relieve the congestion that has long plagued this area, facilitating efficient movement along the boundary road. In the Greater Accra region alone, we have completed the Pokwasi Interchange, Tema Motorway Interchange Phase 1, Obetchebi Lamte Interchange Phase 1, the East Legon Underpass, and today, this Flower Port Interchange. Our journey continues with 14 additional interchanges currently underway across Ghana, each at different stages of completion.
Well, I've also been hearing from the roads minister. As you may have noticed, some road projects like the Obetchebi Lamte Interchange and the Tamaflower Roads have all stalled for months. Well, Senso Bwache says the debt exchange program is the reason for those delays.
One notable project is this famous Flower Port interchange that we are commissioning today. Although sod was cut for this project in 2016, actual construction began in March 2017 under the leadership of President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Since then, the project has undergone significant modifications to enhance its scope and functionality. Originally, as planned as two overpasses over the Flower Port runabout and the motorway, the design was ingeniously expanded to include continuous viaducts from Palace Mall to Boundary Road, an extension beyond Palace Mall to facilitate movement from Spinters Road, a ramp down onto the motorway from Palace Mall, and a ramp up from Shashi. This infrastructure also includes a 100-car parking area under the viaduct in East Legon to support local activities, along with two beautifully designed runabouts featuring fountains and public art. We have thoughtfully designed vibrant and welcoming spaces under the flyover to enrich the community experience. These features, metal fencing to define the urban room space and enhance public safety, murals painted on piers and retaining walls, adding aesthetic and cultural value to the environment.
He also adds that more road projects will soon be commissioned to ease the congestion on parts of the roads.
Recreational amenities, including 5-a-side football pitch, basketball court, and table tennis areas, especially for the youth of Accra. Essential public service facilities, including food court, a fire station, police post, and an ambulance station, that this project has been completed to the highest standards and speculations upheld by the Ministry of Roads and Highways. Other similar flagship projects aim at improving the overall road network are also progressing steadily and will soon be ready for use by all Ghanaians. As you may be aware, certain development partner-funded projects, including the Tema Aflawo Road, have faced unavoidable delays due to measures implemented under the debt exchange program. Specifically, for the Tema Aflawo Road, the mobile maintenance unit of the National Roads Authority has been tasked to undertake targeted interventions in the coming days to provide some relief to commuters. Similar maintenance efforts are being rolled out to mitigate the difficulties faced by motorists on other stalled projects, such as the Tema Akosomo Road project. And so we continue to negotiate with our development partners to ensure the project's full completion. I urge all to remain patient and continue to support us.
Well, Evans, we'll get to focus on the Dawenya stretch shortly, but some residents around the Flowerpot interchange have turned the area into an informal market with numerous hawkers occupying the streets. While the hawkers are urging the government to build a designated market space beneath the new interchange to provide them with a proper place to conduct their business. We can listen to some of them.
How do you say 30 cedis a day? So how can you buy food in the mall? Let's say they are selling food there, 50 cedis, 100 cedis. We are making 30 cedis a day. So how can you buy food there? So my problem here, the problem here, we don't have market here. We need market, place where we can work, understand. We don't have market, we don't have station, with more things.
Some traders there lamenting and hoping that market space will be created for them. Well, the regional minister, that's the Greater Accra regional minister, Titus Kwateglova, says that will not happen.
Whose hard work and dedication have brought this project to fruition? Your commitment has contributed immensely to transform our region. To the people of Greater Accra, this interchange stands as a symbol of progress and resilience. It is also a reminder that as we continue to build, innovate, and improve, we also share the responsibility to maintain and use these resources wisely. In this light, I would like to urge the municipal assemblies, particularly the Jokuku and Ayawaso West Wogo, under whose jurisdiction this interchange falls, to ensure that this area is kept clean. Additionally, I don't want to see kiosks, and the chief executive should listen to me. We don't want to see kiosk containers littered all over there. It will destroy the beauty of this edifice that we all witness and commission today. No hawking around this area so that we can open up this area to make sure that we get the benefits of it. Let us work together to maintain the order and preserve the vital infrastructure.
Well, so that's the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Titus Glover there.
Thankfully, we can speak to the DG of the National Roads Authority, Director General, joins us on the line right now, James Amugofred. Mr. Godfrey, thanks for your time here on Newsnight.
You're welcome.
Let's talk first about the reason why this was so important. It's about the traffic congestion in that particular enclave, particularly that Flower Pond area. Does this resolve this permanently?
Well, to a large extent, the plans that we put in place is to resolve this permanently.
Large extent? You're leaving room for some challenges going forward?
Come again, please.
It's a large extent. I'm just wondering whether you're leaving room for some challenges going forward when it comes to that enclave there. It always poses a risk of a gridlock.
I don't expect to have that we have any gridlock in the short term. But we will monitor the performance as we go on and see what we need to tweak. That's why I see it to a large extent.
You say short term, long term?
Yes.
What does the study suggest?
Yes. The reason I say short term is that we, as part of this project, we are creating an exit into cantonment. That is not completed yet. And that is why I say in the short term.
So,
because we do expect that when that is done, the whole stretch will be freer and mobility will be enhanced better.
Additional routes into cantonments, and what's the plan in terms of the timelines for that?
Oh, work is ongoing. It is my expectation that latest in a couple of weeks we should be ready.
So as we speak tonight, that entire enclave, the road is now open to traffic?
As we speak, the northbound section is open to traffic. You know, I'm still here. We've had to clear the road of all the canopies and chairs and carpets and what have you. That has been done for the northbound traffic. As you do know, in the evening, the traffic is towards the motorway and into East Legon and beyond. So that has been cleared now. Exactly at 6 o'clock, we're able to achieve that. So the vehicles are using the interchange in that direction. We are working feverishly, and in the next 20 minutes or so, we should have the southbound one also open to traffic.
And that would then complete the entire opening of the interchange?
Exactly.
So tomorrow morning, go on.
As I was trying to explain earlier, the reason for doing this interchange first and foremost is to relieve commuters of the traffic congestion that occurs here. And once the bridge is open, it is our plan to make people use it as quickly as possible. So that is what we are trying to do. And that's why we've had to open one side for them to use now. In the next 20 minutes or so, both directions will be open and hopefully congestion will be history.
For commuters who use that route, and I am included there, I use that area very often, from tomorrow morning when you're going, and the rush hour, you're saying that in the rush hour, you can use that interchange to avoid the traffic, that gridlock you see at East Legon and the bridge trying to head onto the motorway going into Spinkers Road. You can use all the routes that are available
exactly.
as part of this
interchange. Exactly. You can use it. You can use all the routes.
Some education, though. What's the plan to educate commuters on the various access routes in and out of the interchange?
Well, as we have our educational plan, and we will put out the animation to indicate all the routes and the possibilities, both on top of the bridge and beneath it, because there are quite a number of options that are available to the public. So we will start doing that from tomorrow.
Let's talk.
But it's largely self-enforcing and self-educating. When you are getting onto the bridge, onto the north side, after about 600 to 700 meters, if you are going towards Tema, there's a slip there which is clearly identified, and also the other lane goes into the East Legon area. When you are coming from Shiachi, the slip is fairly visible. You get onto the bridge and it takes you to the palace area towards Air Force. And so it's not complex, but of course, we still find it necessary to let the public know the way we want the road to be used. And what is also challenging a bit is the roads beneath. When you are coming from the new Spintex Road 1. We, having opened the road to public lately, we noticed that people try to enter Palace Mall from under the bridge, which is not the right way. So we are trying to, we will, the animation will educate people as much as possible for them to know how to get into the various destinations within the enclave.
Let's talk cost now. How much did it cost us to pull this up fully?
Well, the full cost is about 677 million Ghana cedis.
The initial cost, though, was far less, was it not?
The initial scope was also entirely different. What is happening is the initial scope was two overpasses, one over Flower Port runabout, and another across the motorway. So it was a total of about 120 meter length of bridge. What we do have now is 1,022 meters of bridge. So the scope, as originally planned, and what we have done now is entirely different. So comparing the two costs will not be helpful. What we originally sought out to do can be compared to the two ramps from Shiashi onto the main viaduct, and also from the motorway, from the viaduct to the motorway. That's 80 meters and 140 meters. And even that is 220 meters. The original scope was about 120 meter length of bridge.
What informed this variation?
Well, the initial plan, as you may know, is to relieve congestion at that location. But looking at a more comprehensive solution, and also after that contract had been signed, we also decided to build the Spintex Road 1. And when I say the Spintex Road 1, that's a 9-kilometer route from the frontage of Palace right through through Lejokuku, through Krowo, through Tema West, onto the Community 18 Road in Tema West. When that road was being built, then we thought it wise to have that road come under this interchange so that we don't create another junction. One of the challenges we have in our traffic stream are the junctions that you know. So we wanted to create a great separation between that road, which we believe that when completed will be heavily trafficked. So we did not want to have another junction. So this center one goes under the Flowerport interchange, and you can make a left or a right depending on where you are going.
And still talking about road construction, that general enclave there, let's talk about that stretch from Bumbaria heading towards Pompram. The complaints in the last few days have been massive. I know there's some construction that was happening on that stretch. It stalled, has it not? What's the challenge there?
Well, I think if you heard the minister speak this morning, he indicated that there were some unavoidable challenges as a result of the debt restructuring undertaken by government. What the minister has directed that is done is that the mobile maintenance units of the authority will do some targeted improvements to improve the traffic congestion and the bad nature of the road that people have been subjected to. So that will be tackled as soon as possible.
So for those commuters who are currently stuck in traffic and in the morning they'll also deal with this, when will this road project come back?
We are not waiting for the contractor to come back. If you heard me right, the minister has given directive for the mobile maintenance unit to start some remedial works there. And that is what you are going to do immediately.
Starting when? Tomorrow?
I believe so.
Will that immediately solve the problem, though, with the heavy traffic that people have to endure every morning and going back home?
Well, the solution to the heavy traffic is what we're seeking to do. Dualize the road and also grid separate the interchanges, the intersection, sorry. That's the full solution that we can envisage. However, we also do appreciate that sections of the road are in terrible state. And that's what we are going to address now.
But the original plan, which you just mentioned, to dualize, is off now until you can fix the challenges around sourcing of the funds and the contractors' issues on the back of the DDEP.
Well, I believe that as soon as the DDEP issues are resolved fully, the contractor will be back on site.
Fair to say then, as we speak tonight, we don't know when that will be re-engaged and activated.
Yeah, but I don't expect that to take too long.
So
for those who will be in traffic tonight, once you begin the repair of the other routes, you're going to give them alternatives?
I beg your pardon, alternatives to which route?
You know that for those who use that stretch, there are some back routes that they can use to also ease the traffic on the main road if you're traveling on that Bombaria to Pram Pram or doing vice versa. There are other connecting routes, and they'll hear tell you that if you fix those, at least grade them, that lessens the pressure on the main road. Are they going to get that at least, those alternatives also?
We will consider that. Anything to relieve them of the undue traffic, we shall do.
Thank you very much. And that there is James Amu Goffred, is the Director General of the National Roads Authority. And talking about that stretch, we've been hearing a lot from residents in that area.
We have a number of colleagues who ply the route a lot, and Carlos Caloni has been interacting with some commuters. They are actually frustrated and venting the anger out of government, saying that they would not vote for this particular government if nothing is done about the situation.
We did suffer in Ghana too much. We are suffering in Ghana too much. Since I've been in traffic, I'm going to Accra, East Lagos. I've been in traffic more than 3 hours now. What do we do? What do they do? 27 December, we are coming to vote. See how we are suffering.
Is today the only time you are facing this problem?
No, this is not the only time I'm facing this problem. Every day there's traffic here. Every day there's traffic here. If you are going to Accra, you wait 10 U-turn. Every day U-turn, there's not any use of it. There's not any good use of it.
How long is the traffic from here to Dawenya?
From here to Dawenya, we will spend about 3 hours to 4 hours before you can get to Dawenya. We are suffering in Ghana too much. This year, the voting that we are going to vote in with sense. People should rise up. We have to change Ghana.
Coming from Dawenya, for about 1.5 hours now being in the traffic. Very stressful every day, both in and out. We want the government to do something about it. It is very stressful.
Do we know exactly why this traffic persists?
We have a small problem here that the drivers have to take time and go through it. It's causing a huge traffic from Dawenya.
All the way from Dawenya?
Dawenya after here.
So you spend about 1 hour, 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
Okay. What would be your message to the road ministry and the government?
They should try, come together and help us. We are also a citizen of Ghana.
More than 2 hours. So this government here, we have to throw it away. Then we give them way to go. This thing cannot help us for the country where we stay now. So if we not go do any kululu for anywhere, we tire plazam.
Well, I mean, we heard earlier that some relief will be coming beginning tomorrow. The minister had instructed that some maintenance work should be done while they wait to resolve the issue around the contractor who was already on the road, who has abandoned the project now due to the DDEP challenges. And we want to hear from you if you're on that stretch, but also we'll get updates on the assurances that have been given. You live there, tell us if anything changes in the coming days. 055-1111-997.
Off to the Ashanti region, and still on roads, and motorists and commuters in parts of the region are also lamenting the economic and livelihood impact of heightened vehicular traffic in part of the region. Commercial drivers say their daily sales are dwindling for the long hours they're stuck in traffic. There's more in this report.
The past few weeks have seen an unusual traffic congestion in parts of Kumasi in morning and late afternoon rush hours. Some commuters say they have had to leave their home as early as 4 a.m. to access transport and report to work on time. Road users of the Kronum Afrancho stretch laments the stress of early morning traffic. Some attribute the heavy traffic on the Kronum stretch to potholes in the middle of the road. Frustrated motorists and commuters express their displeasure to join news.
We are losing a much. Much. Yours. Just look at, I'm going to KGTR, and I've been in this queue for about 1 hour, 30 minutes. I'm supposed to go open my shop, and look at me here right now. So I'm losing money. At the same time, my car too is also having problems. So this thing, it seems, is killing us.
So you are having on this stretch?
I've been on it about an hour now, from that junction to here. It's a stress. It's the stress. About the road, which is not good. It's not good. Tell government to make haste to do it for us. It's a stress.
That's the situation in Kumasi. Well, do we do business? Oh, we go to the London Tribunal Court now. And we know that tonight, the International Arbitration Tribunal in London has upheld Ghana's submission to pay $5.4 million to Ghana's Community Network Services Limited, GCNet, following the early termination of their service agreement in the country. Also, we know that GCNet in 2020 challenged the right of the government to terminate a service agreement it had with Ghana. Under the deal, GCNet was granted the exclusive right to develop, customize, update, and operate an electronic system for processing customs payment and trade documents at Ghana's port. But government in 2020 terminated the deal on grounds that it did not have the necessary approvals for extension of the contract.
Well, following a breakdown of attempts by GCNet to reach an amicable resolution with the government, GCNet commenced the arbitration proceedings pursuant to Article 13.2 of the agreement with Ghana. The company asserted that the contract was unlawfully terminated by the government of Ghana and sought 3.3 billion cedis in damages from the government. The amount comprised compensation of over 2.1 billion cedis for what it alleged was the wrongful termination of the agreement, and some 1.19 billion cedis for past alleged breaches of the agreement when the government granted exemptions and discounts to importers pursuant to government policy during the life of the agreement. The company also sought to recover pre-award interest amounting to some $4 million in legal fees from the government if the tribunal ruled in its favor.
Well, so we've been taking a look at the breakdown of Ghana's case. You've been talking about what exactly GCNet's concerns were. But let's look at what exactly the tribunal has been saying and what the details are in terms of what the outcome of today's or that proceeding that started in April 2024. So let's bring in a spokesperson of the Ministry of Justice in the Attorney General's Department. Wilberforce Asare joins us on the line. We are grateful for your time here on Newsnight. So let's clarify. We know that the London Tribunal also, awarded costs of 2.2 million to GCNet or in favor of Ghana, but of course also upheld that 5.4 million that was agreed earlier between the two sides of this particular case. Give us clarity on what exactly transpired.
Thank you very much. And the name is Isaac Wilberforce Mensah, not Wilberforce Asare. Anyway,
your pardon. I'm thinking about my colleague in the industry. Forgive
I know. It's fine. The issue is that the issue of the 5.4 million was never in contention. The issue of 5.4 million, as far back as 2018, even years. This was years before this matter even went on arbitration, or before GCNet took the matter to arbitrate. The $5.4 million was something that from the beginning, the government of Ghana had been telling GCNet that this is the only thing you are entitled to. This is the only thing you're entitled to, $5.4 million. So when the matter, so GCNet says that no, we're entitled to way more than that. Now, if you look at the total of what GCNet were looking at, we're looking at about 20 times that amount. So the government of Ghana or the Attorney General, when the matter went to court, GCNet decided to drag Ghana to arbitration. And Ghana, being led by the learned Attorney General, makes a strong case to say that the only thing GCNet is entitled to is the 5.4 million. So if at the outcome or the end of the case, the arbitral tribunal rules that GCNet, the only thing you're entitled to is the 5.4 million that the Attorney General is saying, I think it's a bit mischievous for some headlines to suggest that the 5.4 million, as if it's a victory for GCNet. Now, let's talk about the victory. In an arbitration case, in any arbitration case, what happens is that the losing party pays the legal fees of the winning party. That's usually the norm in arbitration. Now, at the end of this case, GCNet, like you rightly said in your studio, brilliantly so, GCNet wanted $4 million for the arbitration alone as legal fee. GCNet wanted $4 million. What did the court say? The court said, GCNet, you are not entitled to the $4 million because you lost the case. So you rather should pay Ghana, the Republic of Ghana, pay Ghana XYZ amount, aside the legal fee in excess of 1.4 million, excess cost or other cost involved, bringing the total to about $2.2 million. So in a nutshell, if GCNet had not taken this matter to arbitration, they would have gotten 5.4 million.
So, so, but I just wanted to find out, though, going forward, it's the fact that, of course, GCNet will be walking away with the 5.4 million that we talk about, and Ghana is also supposed to get 2.2 million. When exactly are these payments supposed to be made?
Well, for the payments there, because interest have been stated in respect of the sums. As to the date you make final payment, the earlier you pay, the less interest that would accrue. But the bottom line is that this is victory for Ghana. And as I've stated before on your platform, and I'll state again, the current Attorney General, Mr. Godfrey Yeboah-Dami, has never lost any international arbitration case. And I can say that emphatically. And once again, true to his nature, he went for this case, and this is 100% victory. The tribunal were emphatic that all the claims against the Republic of Ghana fail. And this is corollary to the arguments, the superior arguments made by the Learned Attorney General against the three different law firms that were marshaled against the Republic of Ghana.
We are grateful. We'll have to leave it here. Wilberforce Mensah, Isaac Wilberforce Mensah, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department. George, let's do business.
Well, EBIFA coming up in business, more reduction in fuel prices expected in coming weeks if Cedi remains stable against the US dollar. And World Bank announces engagement with key partners over happenings at Development Bank Ghana as it seeks to obtain full facts of issues on the ground. The business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, Synthes Tanks and Pepsodent Herbal and Charcoal.
My man, I heard there's a new app on the streets that does it all for you.
Ah, really? How is that possible?
Charlie, I also could not believe you too. But I downloaded the app and I'm telling you, I was able to chat with my friends, make video calls and...
Well, we know of many apps that can do that.
Oh, let me finish, la. I was also able to listen to the latest songs, play games and read the latest sports news.
For real?
Yeah. And I can send and receive money from the app. Amazing, no?
What's the name of this app?
It's called Ayoba.
Ayoba.
Yeah, Ayoba.
Get Ayoba, your all-in-one app that lets you chat, call, share, play, pay, and listen to music all in one app for everyone. Enjoy Ayoba with MTN and download the Ayoba app today, everywhere you go.
Hooray! The Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is organizing its end-of-year furniture promotional sales from the 15th of November to the 31st of December this year. Kingdom Books and Stationery is giving away a whopping 10 to 15% discount on all furniture at our furniture shops. Head office, Akweji, Osu near the Osu Cemetery, Tema, Komti 4, Takrade, opposite Fijai Maze Plaza, Cape Coast University Bookshop, Spintex Road near Absa Bank, Atomic, Center Point Mall, Winneba, University Campus, KNU USD, the University Bookshop, Santasi in Kumasi. You can also visit and shop online at www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Hurry while stock lasts. For further inquiries, contact us on 050 162 0810 or 0302 764101 or email us at info@kingdomgh.com. Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited, where quality and affordability is assured. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. We have a new leader in town, OBRNTA. I'm on for me. Don't want to see the brain. When you say my baby, maybe mama more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah. Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
From the classroom to the lab, from the village to the city, the NPP's commitment to education is building a brighter Ghana. Free SHS isn't just about free tuition, it's an investment in Ghana's future. We have topped it up with free TVET and STEM education, skilled graduates, innovative thinkers, and a thriving economy. That's the promise of Free SHS.
Three of my cousins have benefited from Free SHS since 2017. One has graduated and is in nursing training. The other two are also in the university. I'll vote number one. I'll vote for Baumia on December 7th.
We are building a better tomorrow through education. Vote NPP. Vote number one. Vote Baumia. Baumia means business. Estro.
Businesses know how important it is to create a productive and supportive working environment by investing in employees' health. With a leading international track record, Apex Health Insurance is licensed to provide medical insurance services to corporate organizations and SMEs. We also have international LH Blue Cover and TPAs to cushion you. Multinational companies, factories, and government agencies focus on your business while Apex Insurance takes care of your health. Visit Apex Health Insurance office at Zion House, Boundary Road, Shiashi, Kumase opposite Prempeh College, Sofo Line, and Takrady Market Circle. For further inquiries, call 0501-562-962 or 0501-552-495. Apex Health, your preferred health insurer.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712# Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712#. Now I can swear to ticket as a group, individual, and also even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight. Now, you should expect to pay more. Actually, you should expect more reductions in the prices of petroleum products at the pumps in the coming weeks. Now, that's if the city continues to stabilize against the US dollar. There is more in the following report.
The rate at which the city sells to the dollar plays a critical role when it comes to pricing of petroleum products. If the city is not doing that well, then consumers in Ghana are definitely going to pay more for each liter of fuel sold at the pumps. This is because these finished petroleum products are sold in dollars. It is therefore for this reason why these analysts are projecting that if the city's current good run is sustained, then prices will be reviewed again at the next pricing window, with some projecting that it could stretch up to the end of this year. Some oil marketing companies have dropped prices from this morning at the pumps. If this outlook is anything to go by, then that could go a long way to reduce the cost of living.
And that is a Business Desk report. Now, banks have given the firm assurance that lending to businesses will pick up strongly as long as the current economic situation improves. Now, some indicators that influence credit extension have picked up strongly over the past 2 months. However, there are fears that banks may be slow in responding to these developments. But Chief Executive Association of Banks, Johnny Wah, disagrees.
Even in periods when we're recording negative growth, banks were giving loans to those kind of business, bankable projects. So those factors are more or less an evolving issue, something that banks continuously will be reviewing. But risk is not stagnant or static. It's as the environment changes, the risk factors within the environment also change. And as a lending institution, you have to be keeping close eye on the movement of all the variables that feed the decision-making process in sanctioning a facility. The MPC report said credit to private sector is showing positive trend. We are all hoping that that trend continues and reflects the positive movements in the economy. The economy is moving in the right direction. Of course, banks are the institutions that fuel economic growth. We oil the wheels of progress. So banks cannot sit aloof and say, oh, we are watching the economy to be growing when we are the ones that are supposed to be propelling the growth. So as we see now from the report that the two of us and you know your viewers have read or may have read, we've seen some positive trends, and we are hopeful that those trends will continue.
John Iwa is chief executive of the Association of Banks. Now, the World Bank has revealed that it's engaging its key partners over happenings at Development Bank Ghana. This follows allegations by Imani Vice President Bryce Simmons that funds allocated to the institution by its partners actually had not been well used. There is more in this report.
The World Bank, in a statement issued today, maintained that it takes issues about business relationships and trust very seriously, hence the decision to adopt this posture on this issue. It went ahead in the statement issued to add that it has been made aware of the allegations surrounding the operations of the Development Bank, and it's seriously looking into the issues raised. The World Bank is one of the key partners that played an instrumental role in the establishment of the Development Bank Ghana when it comes to financing as well as the required technical support. The World Bank therefore maintains that it takes these issues very serious and will move to get some clarity on the issue. The Vice President of Imani Ghana, Bright Simmons, last month in a detailed report alleged that the Development Bank Ghana had misused funds given to them by the development partners like World Bank. Mr. Simmons also alleged that Development Bank had failed to carry out needed audits on some critical projects. But the Development Bank in a statement rejected all these allegations and says they has carried out its operation in the best international practice.
And that is a business tech report. Now, partner at Assurance at Deloitte Ghana, Dr. Kwame Sutu, has stressed the need for institutions to deal with challenges affecting the governance structure of the operations. He said this as the key scheme published in what he calls Sustainable Agenda. He was speaking at the Institute of Internal Auditors 2024 Board and Chief Executives Governance Forum.
In all our decision making around major transactions, we are also required to look at the sustainability related risk and opportunity side of that transaction. So it is something we must now embed in some of the internal control functions that we have. So if we must look at it as now, it has come to stay and it must be part and parcel of the business's operation, starting right from the top.
Partner at Assurance at Deloitte Ghana, Dr. Kwabena Situ. And that's all for business on Newsnight. Back to you, Emifa and Evans.
Thank you so much. Let's do some of your messages that you sent in via WhatsApp.
And this is Christine Kaswa says, why would you not pay someone who has given you power all this while and rather be thinking of importing power from Ivory Coast in time of crisis? That is a story from Top Story. And this is Jesse Sakamoto says, I'm not enthused about the inauguration of the flower port of the past because of the complete neglect of Oshaiman end of the bridge. The former president who was the initiator of the project had a similar one that was supposed to go over the Oshaiman end of the motorway but was abandoned after 2016. And Kwame says, this project isn't completed. The commissioning is for the December 7 election. All of a sudden, everything is being commissioned for the election. My daughter is being fed with Gary Eba in a big school for over a week. Nana is on the Sphincters Road, says, I have lived in East Airport for years. It's a flower port interchange, not a continuation of the Mahama Road and started by the previous government. Charles says, news night, always 2 hours, just from Dowenya to Tema in traffic, listening to you live from the studio while he's sitting in traffic and giving us his own experience with that particular stretch. Musa says Akufado and Baumia heavily criticized Mahama for procuring the Emery plant for $510 million, but has since spent an additional $38 million just to relocate the plant to Kumasi and failed to honor their financial obligations. A few of your views there on our WhatsApp platform.
Let's do sports. Danny Kranting is here.
Let's go straight into the stories. And the Executive Council of the Ghana Football Association is scheduled to hold its next meeting tomorrow. The meeting will see council members deliberate on a number of key issues on the development of football in the country. Topping the agenda of the meeting is the performance of the Black Stars in the just-ended AFCON 2025 qualifiers. The future of Black Stars boss Otto Addo is not expected to be on the agenda. Moving on, Niger head coach Badou Zaki has disclosed that the bulk of his team that defeated Ghana in yesterday's game in Accra is made of amateurs. And Niger missed out on AFCON qualification by a single point, with Ghana finishing bottom of the group.
When we play against Sudan and Ghana, we have very, very hard trouble. And I have players, the most of them, they are amateurs who perform in Niger. And also, when we get the professional player from outside, they travel 18 hours. The most of them come one night before the game. I think it's different. That's why I say if we have special plane who can carry us, like Morocco, like Angola, like other countries, and to have my players can recover from match to match, it will be better. That's the difference.
Yeah, Niger head coach Badou Zaki bringing an end to sports. Back to you guys.
Let's get into the election headquarters now.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Jobbox Technology, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gaps for Positive Youth Development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, Potential Real Estate, your trusted partner in real estate, Deluxe Paint, Paint Mu Champion.
And tonight, the National Democratic Congress says it will petition the Inspector General of Police on fears of a ploy to rig the 2024 general election. Speaking at a press conference this afternoon, the party also raised concerns about the safety of citizens, calling on the IGP to ensure no life is lost in this particular election. There's more in the following report.
Congress at a press conference on Tuesday raised some concerns bordering on a number of issues in relation to the 2024 general elections. Key amongst them is the fear of a plot to rig the elections. Communications officer of the party, Sami Jemfi, alleges that the NPP has employed the services of a military official to help them rig the election.
Take charge of a well-crafted scheme that has been designed by the NPP to rig the upcoming elections, particularly in the Ashanti region. Through ballot stuffing, swapping of ballot boxes, swapping of pink sheets, and other clandestine activities, starting with a special voting exercise scheduled for December 2nd of this year.
Although he failed to provide evidence to this when he was pushed by the media, he said the party has enough intelligence in its possession to back the claim. He adds that they will in the coming days petition the Inspector General of Police to investigate the matter.
We will be petitioning the IGP because he's the chairman of the Election Security Task Force. We will also be drawing the attention of the CDS to these developments officially. But not just him, our external developmental partners will also be notified. And so the observers will be notified, the foreign missions will be notified.
But Communications Director of the New Patriotic Party, Richard Ahiagba, has refuted the allegations, insisting no military official has been employed to rig the elections in favor of the NPP.
Well, the specific answer to your question is no. He is not working with the New Patriotic Party. He's not part of our campaign. And so, therefore, we have not contracted him to do any such job that the NDC is crying about.
On the safety of citizens during the elections, the NDC says the IGP and the Ghana Police Service must ensure that no life is lost in the process.
Elections are about counting heads and not cutting heads. No single person in Ghana must lose their life because of an election. Because this is about the people's free will to decide for themselves those they deem fit to lead them. The IGP owes a duty to the people of Ghana to be fair and fair-minded to ensure peace during and after the December 7th elections. In this regard, we in the NDC assure him of our fullest cooperation.
The party is hopeful that their concerns will be addressed ahead of the elections. James Savage's report for Joy News.
And we're still staying on the campaign trail. We'll hear from the Electoral Commission pretty shortly. They've been speaking about the concerns about potential rigging. They're dismissing emphatically that anybody can rig the elections. We'll hear from the Deputy Commissioner pretty shortly.
And that interview is coming up this evening on PM Express. That's an interaction you've been having with him. We'll bring you details of that. We'll hit the campaign trail, and the former Eastern Regional Minister under the John Mahama administration, Mavis Amafrimpong, has accused the NPP presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, of adopting NDC ideas in rewriting his party's manifesto. He's been speaking in an interview with Joy News.
He's talking about his rewriting the manifesto in such a way that when President John Dramani Mahama talked about Mahama Care, creating a fund, Ghana Medical Trust Fund. Now, Vice President Bawumia says that on the 1st of December, he's going to give free access to dialysis. How many people will be able to access it? Why now? Bawumia, why now? MPP, why now?
Meanwhile, addressing party supporters on day two of his tour of the Eastern Region, John Dramani Mahama says the Black Star's poor performance is reflective of the general decline in the country's state under the current administration.
JDS and Afibia, yeah, African Cup of Nations are your call. African Cup of Nations.
For the past 20 years, the Black Stars always made it to the AFCON. But what we have witnessed is the best performance of the Black Stars. This is the first time they will not be making a showing at the African Cup of Nations. It is embarrassing for the state. The Black Stars since 1981 has been impressive on the field. Their only challenge is lifting the trophy when they get to the finals. Now every team is able to trust the Black Stars. This is a reflection of the bad state of affairs in the country.
Well, off to the camp of the NPP, and we know that it's been 15 days in the Ashanti region. It comes to an end.
Well, it has come to an end, and that tour, 15 long days, where he interacted with thousands of supporters, religious and traditional leaders, and other major stakeholders. The tour, which began on November 4, saw Dr. Bawumia visit all 47 constituencies in the region, where he outlined his vision for Ghana's development and listened to the concerns of the people. We can listen to special aide of the MPP presidential candidate, MP for Lora constituency, Anthony Abaifa Kabo, who says the Ashanti tour has been a huge success.
What is next for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia right after completing his 15-day tour of the Ashanti region today?
We're going to head back to the north. We're going to head back to the north to finish up some of the constituencies, and we're going to be going around the country again. We're going to be running through the country once more, and we're not done until we're done.
The Vice President is not done with his tour so far.
We're not done with our tour at all. We are in it till the last day. You know, that is the type of energy, that's the type of drive that the candidate has garnered, and all of us on the team, like you've seen in the bus, we're all ready for the roller coaster.
Meanwhile, just 18 days to the polls, Dr. Bawumia continues to challenge John Dramani Mahama to a presidential debate.
We have done better. As president or vice president. Eddie Infaswo, Ebre Ghana Fo, Adia Baku, Enyamienu, Messi Bakupe, went to me, Bakupe, went to me, or say on a dear way, Juma senior, Messi Uji Uhudia, so why Juma, bra, Nayanya debate, one on one, bra, Nayanya debate.
And his running mate, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, is also challenging young people to choose a president who can be a father to them in the upcoming polls. He's been interacting at a UPSA chapter of TESCON when they gathered to meet him.
For me, let me tell you a fact. The future doesn't belong to me, because I am current. The future doesn't belong to Dr. Bawumia, because he is current. He is the one that is going to lead you into the future. So check all the presidential candidates. Take their picture. Go and look at their video posts. Look, watch them closely. Watch them closely, all of them. I think they are 30 or 30 minus one or something. Check all of them and ask yourself, who can be my father?
So that's Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh, the running mate for the NDC candidate. Professor Jane Nana Opoku Ejima is also lashing out at the MPP for channeling development only to communities that they believe voted for them.
We know you will deliver him back to Parliament, and we'll be very happy that that is done. But there's one thing I need to explain, and that is that unlike the NDC, that takes care of everybody, our opponents don't necessarily do so. They have already told us about people who don't vote for them and for which reason they don't pay attention to them. So what this means is that our PCs have suffered for 8 years. It means that whatever they could have done has been denied them because they voted for the NDC. This will not stop any of them or any of us from voting for a government that brings interventions such as the road you have requested for everybody's benefit.
PM Express tonight at 9 p.m. on the Joy News channel, also on all our social media platforms, for that interview with Dr. Bosman Asare on the preparedness of the Electoral Commission ahead of the polls. 18 days to go. But it's time for the gigs.
Hi, Abafa.
What's up? What are we talking about tonight?
Elections is upcoming, and so we want to check the promises that have been made concerning different tech things that are going to be done. Digitization and all that. So, we want to just check what's in it for us as citizens, just to dive deeper into the manifesto that has been given.
There's one thing I heard from Bamia yesterday. I think he says that they would abolish import duties on phones. Maybe I can finally buy an iPhone.
Is that what will make you buy an iPhone?
It's like, I said, listen, I can't afford one. So,
a number of apps also that you've been talking about. So I'm waiting to hear how feasible
you have to join us.
And that's it for News Night. There's more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. I am MFR Power.
Hi, my name is Evan Spence. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
NDC once promised a one-time premium for NHIS.
Yeah, but when they won the elections, they could not implement it and almost collapsed the NHIS. Today, this same man is promising Mahama care and free primary health care.
They think we are kids in this country. We don't have short memories, like Mahama said. Remember the capitation pilot in Ashanti? You were stuck with one health facility, no matter what.
That was so limiting. But look at us now, under the MPP. Does real things.
The MPP expanded NHIS coverage to include serious conditions like childhood cancer, sickle cell disease, and kidney dialysis for children under 18 years and old people from 60 years and above. Today, with just a short code, you can renew your insurance.
Truly, the MPP has restored our hope in the health system. See the Agenda 111 and other new hospitals are springing up everywhere.
So, this election, let's vote for continuity. Let's vote to protect our healthcare. We will not fall for fake promises again.
Oh, yeah, The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret, he said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Shout! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.ga. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244-308-111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep this frequency clear.
We bring you joy. We bring you joy, lighting up your night, cool your day. So when you feel low, all you gotta do is turn on the power on your radio.
Radio Joy 99.7.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Good evening to you. It's another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. We are in the month of November and soon we'll be in December. 2024 is an election year. And for us geeks, we want to have a conversation on the so many things we are hearing about the digital transformation. Our two main political parties, that's the MPP and the NDC, are talking about in their various manifestos. My guests are here. We'll be getting into that conversation. We'd like to go in deeper, understand what is in it for us as citizens, as parents, as wards. We want to find out more the benefits and how it applies to us. But before we get into that conversation, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the tech space. Currently, we are live on YouTube and on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. So right now, take a listen to the emerging tech trends. We'll be back after that.
Hello,
and welcome to another exciting episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Pomaeje. In our headlines, Zimbabwe now requires WhatsApp admins to pay for a license fee. Apple Intelligence will soon summarize your breakup text message for you. And WhatsApp now lets you save message drafts. And finally, Google will let you make AI clip art for your documents. Let's settle for the details now. Zimbabwe now requires WhatsApp group administrators to register with the Post and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority, POTRAS, and obtain a license costing at least $50. This regulation aims to combat misinformation, prevent unrest, and comply with the Data Protection Act, which governs the handling of personal information. Breakup messages are always hard to handle, but Apple Intelligence's new AI feature aims to help by summarizing them into key points, sparing you the need to read every word. Currently in beta on iOS 18.1, users can...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.